All right, I'm dying to know. The Golden Bachelor. They broke up. They announced it on Friday, so I watched,
a rehearsed thing. I'm wondering what ABC, why they made them do that. Who goes on for, who goes on? Yes, I know they got married on TV. They gave us golden ratings. They gave us so much. I had so much fun watching it with my friend Abra and talking about
everyone
with you and Brittany.
So much fun.
It was just fun. Fun. And we fell for it hook, line, and sinker.
We did.
So I don't know if ABC did it as a preventative thing because
that's what I was thinking.
They want people to watch the Golden Bachelorette. They, even though we know, we don't ever expect any of these bachelors to stay together. I mean,
it really is never what we think of. But 3 months, I thought, was extreme.
Well, no, but we thought this would last because of their age.
Older and wiser.
They'd had all these honest conversations, mm-hmm. like I said that I had to have with Casey. Convince me to marry you, because... anyway, and so I think ABC, that was a clear sign that they fully expect to make a ton of money and they want to protect the franchise because this blows it
wide
all
open
up.
It does.
I mean, maybe Leslie Fima is even thinking what I had suggested for her when she first found out that Gary the dog was like just a 27-year-old guy just saying the sweetest the things you want to hear, basically when we want to have sex, they'll say and do anything a guy will. And Gary did that in the fantasy suite. And I said she should be on Dancing with the Stars because they always hire a bachelor or bachelorette.
Right.
ABC, they try and keep the family
going.
Yes,
they do.
They better not put Gary in there. I have a feeling he's a terrible dancer.
He looks like he's a lurch.
Yeah, he looks like
a
lurch.
He doesn't feel like he's got the moves. He can play sports, I feel like, but I don't know if he can dance.
I think it was like a long-range play on ABC's part because of what they have invested in the Golden Bachelorette. Think about how it revived a dead show.
100%.
100%. No one was watching it. Then 100%. People who never watched it, like people my mom's age.
Right.
Okay. And it brought back younger people that had quit watching it.
Yeah.
And it brought back in the middle people that were just kind of ho-hum because nobody ever stays together. So it really was like it blew up the fairy tale.
It was a lifesaver for
ABC.
The Bachelor.
Yeah. It rejuvenated. Franchise. It was ready to be done.
So you think that they did some preventative PR
by having them do that.
And we believe in love. And it just doesn't work out. Our families are in different places.
Gary's words were very telling when he said, well, we've kind of come to the decision. Okay. When you say we've kind of come to the decision, it means one person has come to the decision and the other one was against it. And I now think it was Gary's decision, not Teresa, and he has broken her heart.
I would like people to call us if you think. 651-641-1071, or if you're just bored with this whole Golden Bachelor. But you said that today when we came in the double wide, that you think that he broke Teresa's heart.
Yes.
And while they're sitting there telling us, because I watch more of it because...
You watch Nightline?
A Nightline. So Nightline always takes a breaking story or something, and usually it's celebrity or some sort of pop culture story and blows it out a little bit. And there was way more to that interview. Asked me if I can remember one thing. Between the two of them. And so, but you said today, you think for sure.
Well, because Teresa posted on... Instagram for the first time. And remember, the divorce is filed by Gary in Indianapolis 1 minute after the GMA aired on Friday. And Teresa posted on, because she hadn't posted anything, but all of her Bachelorette contemporaries were, be kind, be nice. And she wrote, don't cry. She put a Dr. Seuss thing up. Don't cry because it's over. Smile because it happened. Well, yeah. I mean, my gosh, she must have had, I think they had a ball and she did make a ton of friends. So she thanks everyone who's wonderful. And then she says, for everyone else who's confused and angry and who does not understand, please try to find it in your heart to understand and try a little kindness, not just for me, but for the world and for everyone you encounter. So that was very good.
That was sweet. Jesse Palmer spoke out.
Yeah, he did. And he says they're wonderful. I mean, no one affiliated with ABC is not going to say anything wonderful, but people
have
feel
two
burned
homes.
In a way about this that they don't about a couple that's in their mid-20s that we know going into it.
We were cheering for them.
50-50. Like, I mean, have you thought about Joey and Kelsey? Would we be surprised if they do or do not make it down the aisle?
I would be, because I think they were perfect. Yeah. In a way.
I don't know.
No?
I don't know, you know? I don't know.
And we still don't have a Golden Bachelor. Casting.
It hasn't been announced, but believe me, the men have been cast and the schedule is in place. Okay? Believe me. And here's the thing. To call this thing a divorce is actually an insult to breakups of everywhere. 6 months
You're
everywhere.
You're so funny. You're funny.
It's true, though. It's true.
It's just a breakup. They never even knew each other.
No. How many times have you just like, you break up with somebody and it's been 6 months, maybe 9 months. Yes, it can be devastating, but it's not a divorce. These two did not ever meld their homes together. They didn't ever move in together.
Right.
Their families didn't even have a 4th of July together, picnic, or have a Memorial Day ever together. Do you know what I mean? They haven't even had a whole year's worth of holidays together to mourn. You know what I mean? When you truly get a divorce,
it's a big deal.
It's all right. It's not like a breakup. This is like a breakup.
It is. Grant, who do we have?
Drew is on the line, he has a little opinion he wants to give about the Golden Bachelor.
All right, Drew, what do you think about this breakup?
I know. Ladies, look, I think we are missing the headline.
Okay.
I think the headline is, what does Leslie think? Remember the number two girl?
I know what she thinks.
I know what she thinks.
What does she think?
Okay, here's what she posted on Teresa's post that she said today with her Dr. Seuss quote saying, you know, don't cry because it's over, smile because it's happened, and thanks people and then lectures people at the same time, but in a classy way. The very first comment is from Leslie Fima. I love you, my friends. 4 hours ago. I'm so happy to call you that. You're beautiful inside and out. So what she really thinks is on the text chain that's just between her and Teresa.
She really feels bad for them.
I think so.
She really does. And everyone who was on it feels really bad for them because they were hopeful for him, even though Leslie.
I know, but do you feel like do you feel like she feels like, oh, I dodged this, or no, I wish it still was.
You know what? I originally thought she would think that, but I think she thought more, I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Because I think people were cheering for them. And I think initially, but you know, there was the month before they went on to even talk about it that she didn't get it. And I think she had time to process it.
And remember, let's all put ourselves in the position. We're in Costa Rica. We're dating two people at the same time. We're going to have two back-to-back fantasy nights that better end up with both of us with all our clothes off. I am sorry, but people say all kinds of things. And he said things to both women that they both believed.
But I really believe. I think people are really sad who were on that season.
That she got taken in by Gary, who talks nice but is kind of a dog.
It was it crazy that we were all obsessed. Rooting for him at some point?
Yes,
because it felt like it went so south so quickly.
Yeah,
overnight.
I'll tell you why. Because ABC,
you're gonna get a mouthful. We wanted your opinion, but
ours. Drew, listen to this. Up until like 3 weeks before the show ended, and then the Hollywood Reporter comes out with all the receipts of not one, but two different women he's had relationships with, moved in, made the one lady pay the rent, wouldn't go to the one reunion because the lady was too fat. He he presented as the virgin widow were.
But we also said ABC.
It made for a great story.
It sure did. And it ABC did. Massaged it quite nicely.
And they're talking, I think they should also have a gay, you know, Golden Bachelor.
Oh, please. We've been waiting
anyway. It'd be so much fun.
Well, we're a household that stopped watching The Bachelor years ago, and this roped us all back
in. It did.
So we're part of that crew.
Same. Right. I Lori would still hang in there. I'm like, I'm done. So I think people are really truly sad for Teresa.
Yeah,
maybe, but I'm just saying that is why you had a couple that really was just breaking up that had a televised wedding and a reality show sitting on ABC at 7:30 in the morning with Teresa holding his hand with both hands. Well, we've kind of decided. I mean, kind of. He decided. And they didn't even go on the honeymoon. They were going in May.
I know.
But they both got paid fees and hopefully they never mix their money. So that way they really
they didn't. Of course they didn't. They didn't.
You know what I mean? So ABC wants people not to turn on the upcoming Golden Bachelorette.
Yeah. I think it's smart.
Do you want it? Do you think it's going to be Leslie?
Oh, would that be so fun?
It really would be
fun. I loved her.
Yeah.
I thought she was such a great person, what was portrayed, obviously. But I thought she was just great. She was fun. I'm like, I could get behind several episodes of it just being her.
Yes, agreed.
I agree.
Agreed.
Oh, all right. Love you, ladies.
Love you, Drew. Thank you for your call. All right, when we come back, it is time for the Dirt Alert.
All right, people, we're so excited. We have a fun event. It's coming up in like 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks on May 1st at Minneapolis Anti-Aging and Skin Clinic Golden Valley, and we're calling it Cosmetic Treatment 101 because there's lots of stuff. I knew when someone asked me just a couple weeks ago, I've never really known what a blowout is. Do people really know what Botox is, microdermabrasion, all these things that we talk about?
Right.
Hydrafacial, this is going to be a fun event. We're going to be there. You're going to get a gift bag. You do have to register.
You do at Eventbrite. Go to Eventbrite.
Lori Julia. And just put Lori Julia.
And then search Lori Julia. It'll show up. And it is, there's gift bags. There's Q&As. You'll have board certified plastic surgeon Dr. Jarvis there. A nurse practitioner, Sarah Sorensen, for Q&As. We're going to do live demonstrations.
Yes.
There's going to be cool stuff there. We hope to see you there. Again, Eventbrite.com. Lori and Julia.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yes, we've got some dirt to get to today. One involving a big special that was on TV last night. If any of you tuned in to watch Billy Joel's spectacular 100th performance from Madison Square Garden on CBS.
Put it on the DVR.
Yeah.
Watched a little.
Yeah, but we had what was called the Masters on yesterday. And that pushed a lot of times backwards. Oh. So if you didn't go back and set your DVR a little bit later, you might have missed some, but you also definitely missed some if you were in the East Coast time and Central Coast time, because with about 10 minutes left in the performance during Piano Man, it cut off to the news. They just, in the middle of the song, cut off to the news. And they have come out to say today that they, They apologized for that, and they're going to be...
People were pissed, people, I bet.
Oh, very upset. I mean, I actually watched the beginning of it because I caught it late after the Masters, and then I kind of was doing some things, so I did not see them cut this off, but I'm glad to... You know, I'm glad I didn't because I would have been mad in the moment. But due to the response, they are going to be re-airing this special on April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern time. So 8 o'clock our time here on CBS. So if you missed it and you don't have Paramount Plus, because you can watch it on Paramount Plus as of today.
Okay.
The whole thing. You will be able to watch it on April 19th, which is this Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So put your DVRs on CBS to that if you want to record it. So there,
I watched part of it.
It was great.
Oh gosh, it was good.
It was amazing. The views, like where you were sitting there kind of like at the piano with him.
Yeah.
It felt very intimate. And the one thing I think I talked about with you, Lori, the one part that I felt was kind of just out there was when he brought Sting on stage.
I'm like, what's he doing on stage?
Yeah, it was.
Where's Bruce?
Yeah, there was so many.
Where's Elton?
Where's Elton?
Anybody?
Where's Bruce?
It was weird. And then it was kind of a
boring.
Like, it was like Sting was kind of in his, you know, singing his standards.
Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't like it at all.
It didn't have a lot of energy to it. But the rest of the show was fantastic. I did not like that. You and I can completely agree on that.
Listen. Sting, yeah. I met him, though. Remember, I was backstage with him.
Fine.
He was lovely.
That's fine. Yeah.
And I just thought that if you're going to bring... I mean, where's Sting from?
Australia, or England.
Yeah, why are we bringing out the boss? Why are we bringing out Boots? Let's bring out some New Jersey, let's bring out some, are buddies. They are lifelong friends, and he said he admired
him. Sting was probably in town for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because wasn't he going to play? Wasn't there going to be a show or something that was opening here and then COVID happened?
Yes, it was at the Ordway.
Yeah.
It was at the Ordway and it got canceled.
Yeah, it was going back to his older.
It wasn't a sea shanty.
It was about ships.
Okay, but I feel like there was a sea shanty ships. Song.
Yes.
Oh, well.
I reminded Rocco to listen to that song to his talent.
He was good.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the just following the CBS special, this is not a surprise, but Billy Joel is all over the charts today after this botched broadcast by CBS. He is seeing six of his music singles and six albums have hit the iTunes charts today with Piano Man at number 43 as a result of this, just uproar in his music.
How about his new song? I didn't get a chance to see him.
He did perform that, and it was kind of cool because he teased it. He goes, he talked about it. He's like, usually at these type of things, we always play the classics. And I know everybody wants the classics, and I haven't written anything in a long time. So I'm going to play this for you. He played it. And I thought about it in the moment because I do love that song and especially the video for it.
Turn the lights back on.
Turn the lights back on. Yes. And it details him throughout his career sitting at a piano and all of how the time has gone through. And it was a beautiful performance. I loved it. And I thought about this last night. I'm like, I would much rather have one great song from Billy Joel over the last 17 years than 25 okay songs.
Okay.
Because that was a great song. So.
Yep.
Very cool.
And you can't cut away during the piano.
No, you can't. That's the song.
Everybody's singing along.
That's the song.
It's like at the bar and you're just like, what? Yeah, you're closing early? No. There's still a half hour left of this bad boy. So they'll be re-airing that again this Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on CBS, or you can catch it over on Paramount Plus.
Big. I love that they're doing that.
You guys were just talking about Gary, our guy, and Teresa. Did you see that looks like despite their divorce, they're still going to be airing the Celebrity Family Feud episode that they did together just a week before they announced their divorce.
Yeah, apparently there's going to be a couple telling things, and it's Gary and Teresa playing the five ladies, Golden Bachelor. It's Leslie, Susan Knowles.
The
other one. So he's playing against his other dates, and it's his family, and I guess there's a couple of... We can be body language experts and watch it because they did tape it.
Because it's Gary and Teresa and a couple of their kids.
It's the last time that old Golden Gary has posted. I did some stalking today.
Okay.
And that was it on April 7th. And oh my gosh, his daughters. Boy, one looks like the mom. I'm just saying that they're doppelgangers for the
mom and dad.
Mom and dad.
I agree.
Where you have a kid who looks exactly like one and... Yeah, and then her daughters. And then they played Sandra.
Yep.
All those girls. Anyway.
Yeah, so
I'll actually watch that.
I will too. I think it'll be fun.
I think, like you said, there's going to be some telling signs inside of that. So we'll see how that goes. But this has to be mentioned too. We've been talking about the case with the movie Rust and the armor. Hannah Gutierrez Reed and also Alec Baldwin. Well, Hannah Gutierrez Reed was officially sentenced to 18 months in prison, which was the max that they were going to give her for her involvement. And she was charged with involuntary manslaughter, but she was not, however, found guilty of evidence tampering. So she did get involuntary manslaughter. She pleaded for probation. Her lawyers pleaded for probation, but the judge threw the book at her and gave her 18 months.
I think she talked really badly about the judge and some other things in jail. Yeah, but I think they were just, there's never been a case like this.
No, there hasn't, but, you know, she shouldn't have been the only one, so that's hopefully Alec Baldwin is held accountable for that, but I guess it was very well known that Hannah was a person that if you were looking for a good time and things to do extracurricular,
she was your girl.
She was your girl to get things from.
And that's where the evidence, there was potential that she was hiding drugs.
About all the loosey-goosey ways. So, yes, she was inexperienced.
But here's the interesting part. So, even though, you know, not interesting, but I find this really telling. Because Baldwin is set to stand trial in July. Now, if they gave her this 18-month full sentence, if I were Alec, I'd be scared. And I also, I find this interesting. Their family, the family of Hutchins, they spoke after the sentencing and they said, "We look forward to the justice system continuing to make sure that everyone else is responsible for Helena's death and is required to face legal consequences for their actions," aka Alec Baldwin.
This is why Hilaria is moving to Beverly Hills and will be joining the Beverly Hills housewife.
That's
while
it.
Alec is in the New Mexican jail
He's
for 18
gonna
months.
He's going to need to make some money. Oh dear. Yeah. All right. We'll be back. Thanks, Grant.
You're welcome.
Hey everybody, it's Lori and Julia here for Learning Rx, and you know, summer is coming up in a couple months, and one of the, you know, things to do in the summer is, we did Learning Rx training for the boys in the summer, and it was just kind of a perfect way, because we had their activities, we had this activities, and I like to keep my boys active.
Yeah, and this was like brain camp.
It was brain camp for them, exactly, and we would go in Mendota Heights at the time, and it was just easy and fun, and the boys enjoyed it. And boy, it changes people's lives. Learning Rx, through their one-on-one brain training, it's different than tutoring. If your child has gone through tutoring or teachers are suggesting it, and you haven't seen a difference and they're continuing tutoring, if some parts of the cognitive parts of your loved one's brains are underperforming, they're not going to pick up tutoring. It'll just go in and go out the same way the other things do. Make a change. Sign up for your one-hour assessment by calling LearningRx. Mention Lori and Julie, and it's 50% off.
This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I wonder how many condoms they go through at Coachella if they give them out at stands and with drinks. I would certainly hope so.
Yeah. You think so? Did they? At the one that you went to, Bonnaroo, did they?
Yes. Right. There were condoms. Yes.
All right.
Anybody that any festival that's self-respecting that is going to go on where camping is happening and music is happening,
love almost is in 24 hours.
Love is in the air.
All right.
Drinking is in the air. Young people are involved. young, old wood. It's all there. Yeah.
All right. Got
Gotta
it.
Have yeah. Got it. Okay. Now, I periodically on this program, the Sex Monday program, and I'm going to ask you to please not read your email now.
I'm not.
And I need eye contact for this in order for this story to work.
Then it better be good.
You're reading email.
It better be good.
You're reading email is just, I can't do it. Studies have been shown that it hurts people's feelings.
Okay. Well played.
All right. So we've periodically spoken about the orgasm gap. I mean, whether it's Dr. Ruth, whether it's you as a woman yourself, the orgasm gap. Okay. That's right. The orgasm gap. We talk about it, but we don't talk about it enough. And so I was so excited. I'm sunny day. I'm done doing the dirty work that I had to do on Saturday.
She had to mop a 12 by 12.
I had to put muscle in Pilates form and put my 12. Shower cap on. Which a couple times I forgot and carried stuff around my house with my shower cap on.
You're
outside,
so spoiled.
Right across, you know, I'm just saying. Anyway, I'm finally finding a moment on Saturday to enjoy my porch and paging through social psychology and personality science.
As one does. After you've cleaned.
That's right.
So hard.
Wanting to learn some things for, you know, whatever, or this very radio show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was new data. And this is from Rutgers University. And the orgasm gap between men and women is now is also affected by the gender of their sexual partner. So basically, the study, I'll just sum it up. Men think they're better in bed than they are because the orgasm gap is real. I say to Rutgers, and I also say to the social psychology and personality science, tell us something we don't know, but yet we need to talk about the orgasm gap because here's the deal. When two women have sex, they achieve orgasm at the same rate that a man does, which is 95%.
Okay.
Whereas a woman and a man or something, you know, a man, I guess we'll just say heterosexual people, you know, it is a lower percentage for women. It's like 65-70% because we need direct stimulation in the boy, in the little girl in the boat.
Okay.
Let's just say that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I love that.
Yeah, a little clitoral stimulation. And so for women, having sex with women, bing, bang, boom, no orgasm.
You know your
gap.
Own body. You know how to give someone a woman. Yeah.
Yes.
Guys know their own stuff too.
That's.
And they could probably, you know.
Probably.
So this surprises no one. No. Surprise to any women. Yeah. But
what is a person to do?
Maybe now a male scientist from Rutgers University telling this. Maybe now they'll listen. Maybe people will listen. But of course,
who needs to listen?
Men.
Okay.
Men.
Because
we're
selfish in bed.
Most men will just say BS. I never have any complaints.
Yeah.
From women. Well, I'll just say to you this: that I know when I've had a bad experience in bed with somebody, and it wasn't because of lack of trying on my part or anything else, but more a general lack of, wow, there's really no knowledge of what's going on. I'm not going to bother having a conversation.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to be like a man, and I'm moving right the hell on.
Right. There you go.
Proud of you for that.
Yeah.
I love you for that.
Anyway, so it's not the first time medical researchers have found that women who sexually engage with other women enjoy more orgasm than those who sleep with straight men. And, you know, sometimes it just comes down to also, and this is just now a theory that is not proven by any science, and I did not read it in any,
journal,
social, psychological, or learn it from Dr. Ruth. But for heterosexual sex, if it's going to just always feel right and good, and we're having orgasms, both of us, sometimes it's how you physically fit together.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. There might be a bend. there might be a position, you know, mm-hmm. that you're able to get to
right.
that will achieve that. And very often when you find that person, the woman in particular, I'm locking this down because of how we fit. It's like it works together.
Yeah. Yes.
Talk to your partner about what yes. they like, and then hopefully you
but
can emphasize
on
that.
But it's also a physical, it's a thing. Like, you know, I'll give you an example. So this friend of mine who, no, she's in another state, and the chances of her
listening are zero to none.
Are slim.
Hopefully.
And she really, really liked this guy, and they dated for like a year, and she tried everything. She tried, you know, being bossy and bossing him around in bed, and she tried all kinds of ways. Yep. So that she just wanted to be able to have an orgasm with him inside of her.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what she likes. She couldn't ever find the thing. And then she had a little thing and went to Vegas and reconnected with an old boyfriend mm-hmm. who she'd never been able to get out of her system. Mm-hmm. She comes back and she tells me, so-and-so is just got a straight line ruler wiener is how she put it.
Yeah. And then there's Captain Hook.
And then she had Crooked Joe over there.
Captain Hook. Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
I'm starting to get so uncomfortable.
No, but it was like how they fit together.
Of course.
For that.
Of course.
So anyway, sometimes it is that. So,
yes.
And she was like everything about it, but she just said we are not sexually compatible mm-hmm. because she felt like how their bodies fit together.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, the orgasm gap is still occurring.
So, you are to give us the moral of the story is?
Well, the moral of the story is that maybe heterosexual men are not as high achieving between the sheets as they think they are.
That's right. Okay. And I would agree. And I think the best way as a heterosexual male is to ask your partner what she likes, at least in my experience.
Yes, of course.
Ask her what she likes. Practice that.
Right.
And don't always think about yourself, my guys, because it's not all about you. Right. You got to set the scene because once you set the scene, everything I feel like in my experience is a lot better for both people.
Agree. Right. Agree. Very
thank
good.
Thank you, Grant.
I've learned a lot.
Thank you. You have learned a lot.
You have, Grasshopper.
I know it. I love it.
Grasshopper.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to give away a pair of Nicki Minaj tickets. Okay, Lori and Julia here for Sweet Living Senior Care. And, you know, my mom has moved into a place and she's so happy. It is so fantastic. And we're so happy. She's so happy. So one of the things about Sweet Living Senior Care is they are small communities, only 32 suites, new and beautiful. Probably in your community, there's 18 of these around the metro area. Mm-hmm. They offer assisted living, memory care, and hospice care. The pricing is all inclusive, which is another thing to take a look at because some people, other places add on. And, you know, you want to find the right place for your loved one. And
remember, like the tour we were on there, we saw music, we saw some art,
we saw
chair yoga,
Father John, non-denominational guidance.
It's nice that there are all these ways if you do want to be
involved.
Social and involved, as well as live in a place that feels
and
like
a great
home.
Ratio, highest ratio of staff to people. Sweet Living Senior Care, schedule your tour today. Thanks for hanging out with us. We need you to call 651-641-1071 if you want to win a pair of tickets to see Nicki Minaj at Target Center on Saturday, April 27th. Her concert tour is called Pink Friday. It's her world tour, and we have a pair to give away every day this week, and we're going to play a little LoJ quiz on our show today.
Because we can't do the lyrics. It doesn't work.
It's hard,
Nicki.
But two truths and a lie. So we will get, Grant will get the callers lined up. And while we're doing that,
did you see Keanu Reeves? He and his girlfriend, Alexander Grant, there was a Museum of Contemporary Art gala in L.A. this past weekend. They go to it every year. They both love art.
She's an artist, isn't she?
She is an artist, Alexandra. And as they stood on this, she had a very pretty dress on. He has cut his hair. He has short hair. He had a dapper scarf around his neck. And then he had his scuffed up, dirty, raggedy ass, beat up, light tan hiking boots.
There you go.
That's love when she, like his girlfriend doesn't even, she just accepts that about him, you know? Like, I don't know that I could.
Oh, really?
Ah! Casey, really? Change your shoes. No, I would be, I'd be one of those women who would be after him, maybe, but they're not married, you know?
No.
They're just
boyfriend. That's exactly right.
That's right. So
they're not married.
They're not married. So she's like not saying a thing like that. But I was just like, whoa, that's accepting, man. But they look so happy together. He's got a beautiful suit on. I mean, Jules.
He's cute.
But do you see his shoes in the picture he posted? I mean,
they're that bad.
They look like something Will Steger wears to chop wood up in Ely. Okay. And they've replaced the laces and have been resold 25 times.
Oh, gosh, you're so funny. You're so funny.
And she's got a satin dress
All
on.
Right, Grant, do we have, they just look so happy. Yeah, I think that's the thing. Mm-hmm. They look so happy together.
They really do. Yeah. And I'm happy for them.
Yes.
I just looked at the boots and that's, I guess, what you do when you're a movie star.
That's what you do. All right, Grant, who do we have?
Yeah, so we got three contestants, okay. Raquel, Kathy, and Jenny. So we're going to bring on Raquel first.
Okay.
Oh, I love a Raquel.
I know. Hi, Raquel. How are you?
It's my birthday. I'm just happy to be on the radio with you ladies again.
Oh. Happy birthday.
Do you think that Raquel from Vanderpump, did you feel like she kind of tainted your name for a second?
Yeah, I was actually really annoyed that some little new young person came along and did that.
That's so funny. All right, so we're going to play two truths and a lie about our show today, what we talked about.
Okay,
and you're going to pick the one that we didn't talk about today.
I'm going to pick the lie.
You're going to pick the lie. Okay, we talked about the new Crocs with Pringles holders on the sides. We talked about pontooning, and we talked about a bar of their own.
Ladies, I just came home from acupuncture as my birthday treat me.
Sorry.
The Pringles, the bar of our own, and what was the other one?
Pontooning.
I am going to say you did not talk about pontooning.
All right, okay. Rochelle, we're giving them away every day this week, okay?
It's Raquel.
Or Raquel.
Raquel, don't give her a new name.
I couldn't spell it, so I wrote down Rochelle. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to our next contestant, Kathy. Kathy, you're on My Talk. How are you?
Oh, I am so good right now. I'm so excited.
Oh, okay. So, two truths and a lie. We talked about all these things, and we didn't talk about one of them. Okay, we talked about pontooning. We talked about Crocs with Pringles holders. And we talked about a bar of their own. But which one of these did we not talk about?
Okay, did we not talk about? I'm just going to guess a bar of our own.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry.
It made it easy if this other lady's listening.
Yeah. Kathy, I'm sorry.
Sorry, Kathy.
No, that's okay. I'll try again.
Try all week. Okay.
If I win sometime this week, then it'll make my breast cancer diagnosis that much better. So there we go.
Oh, my God. But first of all, Kathy, I'm sorry.
No. I'll just try again.
All right. So let's go to Jenny. Jenny, you're our third caller. How are you doing today?
She should be great.
I'm doing good.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to...
Basically, she knows the answer, right?
Process of elimination.
I already know the answer. It's Crocs with the Pringles holders.
You're right.
Was it because you were listening all day, Jenny, or was it because the previous two callers guessed wrong?
I did not turn on until I cut hair at a nursing home, so I didn't get out of there till around 4:30. So I didn't turn on until then. Okay. But I also won the tickets to Usher not that long ago either.
Look at you! You're the
you are the ticket winner.
You're the winner.
Grant's
going
to talk to you. Grant, we'll take all your information, and we're going to take a... Oh, we don't have a quick break.
We don't have a break. We're here.
You take her information.
I will.
And figure things out. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, I am going to talk about the Crocs with the Pringle holder now.
Well, did we post them? No, we didn't.
We did. We did post them.
Oh, we did post them?
We did post them. So this is kind of funny. So Crocs does all these funny collabs, but this is a classic new one. So Crocs have a new release, and they're just $20, and they're going to come out April 16th. And you go to crocshoes.com/Pringles Crocs, and they're a white Croc, kind of that looks like a little bit of a boot with the side holster of Pringles.
You're missing the lead. These were worn at Coachella this weekend by the two people I didn't think of as being Croc influencers. Who are they? Evan Ross, Diana Ross's son, who's married to Jessica Simpson's little sister, whatever her
Ashley.
Name is. Ashley. I mean, that to me was just like, that was like, whoa. That's the that's
I needed
where
to describe
at.
What it was first, though, Lori.
Yeah, I know.
Before
but
I told
mean,
you the lead,
but yeah, like they're funny. The influencers, is, and the reason we know about this is because those two
wore them to Coachella,
and walked in, and they looked like little boots.
They were kind of
with
cute.
The holder.
Those, they were kind of cute.
They're sold out already. I got to believe.
They're not on sale till tomorrow.
Okay, they're going to be sold out in
all
a
right,
second.
But they're only $20 because a lot of sometimes the Crocs. Right. Collabs go right. up to like $60, $70. I think that would be a very cute, funny gift for someone.
I would buy a bunch of those things and give them to a friend of mine who sells stuff. You could get a good markup
You
on
could
those.
Get a good markup on them.
And you know who my friend is who could sell stuff? Grant. I'll ask him if we can go into
well,
a side
Well, I was
hustle.
Just wondering.
Side
who's
hustle.
Your friend that sells stuff? Because
Grant, side hustle we've potentially been talking about.
I love
about.
It. Okay, so tonight on the old Tuberuski... You have, you know, this Deal or No Deal Island hosted by Joe Manganiello. Yes. People are watching that. It's on at 9 o'clock on NBC.
Is that what Joe Manganiello
That is what
doing
he
now?
Has been doing.
Oh, my gosh. Give that man an acting job.
I know, but this is what, talk shows, game shows are all
Deal or No Deal Island. Well, he's very cute. This is like the, is this the suitcase that Meghan Markle used to
I thought so.
Yeah,
but people are watching it. So that's on tonight on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah, this is what Meghan Markle used to be on. She was one of the suitcase girls.
She certainly was. On Jimmy Kimmel, you're going to have Riley Keough and Seth Meyers.
Because Riley, they're saying that's going to be the documentary. It's a dramatization of a true crime that everyone's going to be obsessed with. It starts on Hulu, I think, this week. On
and
Thursday.
It's with Riley Keough
and Lily Gladstone,
Who was nominated for an Academy Award for Flowers of the Killer Moon.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. I hope they play a trailer of that.
Salman Rushdie is going to go on Stephen Colbert. We haven't heard from him for a while. And Kristen Stewart's on Seth Meyers. And Grant, we all set? Everything's good to go?
Yeah, everything's good to go. She's excited. She's got her tickets. So
absolutely.
Thank
We're going to be giving away Nicki Minaj all week. Those tickets will go on sale on Friday. Thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be back tomorrow.
Job done. Off you go.
Wow.